I'm Alex Chadwick. This is Day to Day. Consumer goods company Procter & Gamble says it plans to buy the Gillette company, creating the world's largest consumer products empire. A stock swap worth about $57 billion will bring together some of the best-known brands in consumer products, from Pampers and Pringles to Gillette razors and Duracell batteries. Joining us from the Marketplace News Bureau in New York is the Marketplace New York Bureau Chief, Bob Moon. Bob, welcome to the show. What is Procter & Gamble trying to do?
Well, first of all, Alex, one of the more apparent benefits to a lot of analysts is the feeling that P&G's brands tend to skew toward females, and the Gillette addition helps them improve their stable of men's consumer products. This merger really creates a marketing powerhouse with all kinds of consumer products, though, and that's really the big part of this. In addition to deodorant, shampoo, toothpaste, paper towels, potato chips, this gives them things like razors and batteries.
You know, yesterday the big story was the telephone company SBC planning to acquire AT&T for $15 billion. Here we're talking about $57 billion. So even though there's a lot of enthusiasm and interest in telecom industry, it seems kind of glamorous. It sounds like razors and deodorant are really what matter.
Yeah. On the surface, it might appear that way. But first of all, it might not be a good idea to base the question on the premise that all telecom is represented by the AT&T deal. AT&T, in some ways, is the exception here. As I heard one analyst put it yesterday, AT&T couldn't seem to make up its mind what business it wanted to be in, and that was the big part of the problem for them. Over the past 14 years, for example, AT&T jettisoned ventures like computer making, wireless telecom equipment, cable TV, and those, in the minds of some analysts, were mistakes.
So if I'm an investor, what's a better bet, razor blades or telecom?
If I could answer that question, Alex, we'd all be rich. It really depends on the company and their line of business. P&G isn't necessarily buying Gillette because business is so good in consumer products. There's a lot of competition. I spoke to Robert Berner this morning. He's a correspondent for Business Week magazine, and he points out this merger positions these companies to take advantage of economies of scale and deal with some other influential market forces.
The retail world's consolidating. Walmart, controls more and more sales in the U.S. each year and globally. And they have a lot of bargaining power over P&G. And this makes P&G larger and have a more comprehensive offering so that it'll have more strength against Walmart.
And he says this also will improve their innovation. Today in the Marketplace Newsroom, we look into how the business and people near Baghdad poll sites will be affected by Sunday's elections.
Thank you, Bob. Bob Moon of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace, produced by American Public Media.